are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if baby boomers haven't had a hard enough time being told that they're the reason why Social Security is dwindling down and why Medicare is going to be exhausted, well, now we're being told the baby boomers are, quote-unquote, not the healthiest generation. I gotta tell you, you guys are getting the worst rap. Why is everybody so, why are they banging on our baby boomers, okay? Let these guys just live their lives and do what they need to do. But anyway, according to JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, pretty good read from what I hear, but their internal medicine portion of JAMA, they say researchers found that a sample of the baby boom generation, which are the 78 million Americans born between 1946 and 1964, were less healthy than many of their parents. Now, in the past, baby boomers were dubbed the healthiest generation because they have longer life expectancy. Now, life expectancy got to probably about the late 60s, and then all of a sudden, within the last 15, 20 years, it jumped to the 70s, and then I predict it's going to be in the 80s. By the end of this year, life expectancy is going to probably hit by about 82 for both men and women. That's my prediction. Well, because the Dr. Dahlia Show's on. Yeah, it helps. You know what? Every little bit helps. So anyway, but now this new study is like, the baby boomers are probably one of the least healthy groups, because they have higher rates of hypertension, higher rates of diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol than members of their previous generation. Well, previous generation, many of them, they didn't go to the doctor. We didn't know. My father was considered a baby boomer and died. But he and his father's thinking and his uncle's thinking was, you just don't go to the doctor. Why would I go to the doctor and have them find something wrong? If I feel fine, you leave me alone. My father was always like that. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I dad would come home from work all full of soot and grease, because he used to fix people's appliances, go to people's houses and fix appliances, you know, and I would be home with my mom all day, right? And I'd be like, oh my gosh, where's my dad? You know, dad would come home. I'd be like, daddy. He's like, leave me alone. Same thing when I became a doctor. I'm like, all right, dad, you got to check your cholesterol. You got to get your prostate checked. You got to get your colonoscopy. No, leave me alone. Well, yeah, we left him alone, and now, you know, he left us alone. He died. And you know, I think the older generation, even past my father, because he was technically right before baby boomer. He was born in 44. But, I mean, his father, his parents, any of my grandparents, you just didn't go to the doctor. You just didn't do that. You only went to the doctor when you needed to. So this whole idea of preventative medicine and finding out if you have high cholesterol, finding out if you're pre-diabetic, finding out if you're at risk for the gout, that's something that's new, and it's newer to us. So when you say that the baby boomer generation, born between 1946 and 1964, seems to be the most healthy generation because they have the most rates of hypertension, diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol, it's because it's the biggest group that have allowed the diagnosis to even happen. So, my biggest population base are my baby boomers. Every now and then you get a young kid with a sore throat coming in, 20-some-year-old with gonorrhea or chlamydia. You know, but for the most part, it's people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or I should say actually 50s, 60s, 70s, going, all right, what should I be doing? What's going on? Now, somebody born in 1964 would be probably turning 50 next year. So that's the age group, right? I was born in 71, so I'm not considered baby boomer. Yeah, that was people coming back from Vietnam War, maybe. I don't think a lot of people had sex coming back from Vietnam War. They're pretty upset. So what do we do with this? Okay, so now you're being told you're the most unhealthy generation. Why? Why does it even matter? Who cares? Well, the reason why it matters is because Congress is trying to figure out how to fund Medicare, how to fund Social Security, how to fund Part B, C, D, and all the other aspects and nooks and crannies to Medicare as Obamacare starts to unfold. And studies are coming out saying, all right, you guys have a pretty big task on hand. How I look at it is you guys have been paying your dues all these years. You've been paying your dues. You've been paying your taxes. All right. There is no way I would tolerate government cutting any of your benefits. This is what you've worked decades for. And you know what's coming. They're going to say, sorry, we have to give free birth control to all young people. We have to cover, you know, health care for all the illegals and the families of illegals. So, sorry, our baby boomers are going to have to take a cut, and we're going to have to cut back on what Medicare covers. And I'd be furious. Furious. You busted your butt all these years knowing that Medicare would be there to take care of you when you get sick. And now you're being told in this administration, there's going to be cuts. So, you know, do I think the baby boomer generation is the least healthy? No. I think these young kids that are living on energy drinks, living on soda pop, living on refined carbs, to me, that group, many of them don't know how to spell because they have autocorrect. You know, they know how to Google pretty well, but they don't know how to eat their 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables. That's the generation I'm worried about. I'm not sure what that generation is called. Is it XYZ, one of those generations? I don't know. But in terms of the baby boomers, no, I think they had their act together. I think they knew they were supposed to cut back on smokes. I think they knew that they had to cut back on alcohol. Many of them had grown up eating fruits and vegetables, so many of them kept that going as opposed to your 80s children grew up on fast food. So, no, I think baby boomers and any of you baby boomers out there, I think you're going to be okay. But where my worry is are we going to have the funding? Are we going to have the medical system that will take care of you as you're aging? And as you're being diagnosed with obesity and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, et cetera, you know, some of these cholesterol medications have gotten cheaper with time. But you still have to have blood work. You still have to have doctor visits. You still have to be watched. Well, that costs money. Huh? And we've talked about what the average cost per patient could be depending on what diagnosis you have. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about today. And taking your calls and medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We may be having an issue with the 1-877 Doc Dahlia number. So let me guys, I see you guys are trying to call. For some reason, there's a connect issue. So what we'll do is we'll give out this other number for y'all to call in. 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you want to call in with your medical questions, your comments, we are taking them. 1-877-1, sorry, I don't have that number memorized, so I got to keep looking it up. 1-800-259-5791, and hopefully by the next break, we'll have our phone situation figured out. All right, now, many of you don't listen to enough radio. I wish you did, all right? Because for those of you that watch hours upon hours of TV, it looks like you're losing your sperm count, all right? Apparently, a study has come out saying if you watch about 20 hours of TV a week, you will lose half of your sperm count. And now I know some of you are going, oh, wait a second, that's cool. Like, okay, whoa, we got something here. Now I don't have to get a vasectomy. No. It's not, I mean, it's only half your sperm count. Your other half of sperm count could still be super sperm, super swimming sperm, so you still don't want to take that chance. I know when I heard that, I'm like, oh my gosh, if half my husband's sperm count is gone, and he watches more than 20 hours of TV a week, you know, I could probably say two-thirds of his sperm could be gone, so maybe I only have to take my birth control one-third of the time. It doesn't work that way. All right. So they say excessive TV watching and a sedentary lifestyle has been linked to lower sperm counts, according to a study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. Yeah, see, the sports guys, they, you know, people think, wait a second, sperm, that would be more of a urology journal. No, no, I think because sperm are so athletic, right, and they're such good swimmers, you know, and Michael Phelps, it's in sports medicine, I guess. All right, so they say what they did is they looked at 189 healthy men between the ages of 18 and 22 and noticed the number of hours a week they exercised as well as the number of hours per week they watched TV, video, DVDs over the past 3 months. I don't think I've watched a DVD in a while. I think it's all now Netflix. I don't think I've watched a DVD in over a couple years. Isn't that crazy? Right? Remember VCR? I still have old VCR tapes. I used to tape watching the Olympics, right? 1994 Olympics, right? Thinking I could totally kick Oksana Bayul's butt, you know, and ice skating. And everybody was like, Dahlia, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're like the best Olympic skater in the world, gold medal. Well, I wasn't a doctor then. I was in medical school, but I figured they'd be calling me Dr. Dahlia anyway soon. Okay, enough said. We don't watch VCRs anymore. A lot of us don't watch DVDs. But according to this study, looks like they were looking at DVDs. All right, the results. Men who were more physically active, spent 15 hours or more exercising each week, had the highest sperm count. All right, so if you're active, really good, super sperm. All right, they said the group's sperm count was 73% higher than that of the group who exercised the least. I don't know, you know, which tech had to sit there and do the counting, but I'm sure he had a calculator involved, well, abacus, something to help figure out how he could count the sperm. Additionally, men who spent 20 hours a week in front of the boob tube had boobs. No, I'm sorry. For the boob tube had a sperm count 44% lower than those who spent little time in front of the TV. What does it mean? It means American Idol really can't be 2 hours a day. Oh, I know, it's Hollywood week. I know, we got Hollywood week on American Idol. But that's 4 hours of American Idol. That's already a fifth of your TV time. Not to mention if you want to watch Gold Rush, if you want to watch a couple Pawn Stars, Bering Sea Gold. What else do I like to see? I love Gold Rush. And I love Pawn Stars. Glee, I watched Glee. That was really pitiful last week. So anyway, that being said, there's a lot of TV to watch. Very easy to come up with 20 hours of TV. Now, I don't see video games in this, but my guess is if you include video games and you throw that on there, that's going to be more hours of TV. So it just shows you need to be active. You do. All right, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Don, I see the calls coming in. How are we doing over there? I want to apologize if we're having some technical difficulties. 1-800-259-5791. It looks like Don is on it, and we'll get to your calls. All right, now, men, a lot of you have been loading up on your vitamin C. And vitamin C, we like to turn to whenever we feel like we're getting sick. And I've talked to you guys about it. If you're starting to feel sick, you're starting to feel under the weather, and you race to the cabinet to try to swallow your vitamin C, you could get a kidney stone. Well, another study has come out saying 12% of wait a second, let me give you the increased risk. I'm sorry about that. All right, now they say 12% of men already have kidney stones, 4% of women have kidney stones, but the vitamin C tablet, when studied by Swedish researchers, Swedish researchers, I bet their vitamin C is really tasty. Yeah, the Swedish really know how to make pancakes. They really know how to make things taste good. Anyway, that they found that of the vitamin C users, 3.4% developed kidney stones for the first time compared to 1.8% of non-supplement users. Okay, so what does that mean? I don't know. I think it means it's bad. How I look at it is if you take in your vitamin C in fruit, in vegetables, and you're loading up on your vitamin C, I think that's a very healthy source. I don't hear of a lot of issues with vitamin C in that case. But when you're taking those chalky tablets, I believe the substrate or the chalkiness that's within that tablet, those are what could be causing kidney stones. Now, why do people get kidney stones? There's a variety of reasons. I had a kidney stone. My kidney stone was kind of rare. It was a uric acid kidney stone. So we have a family history of gout, high uric acid that can land in the joints and cause painful arthritis, can also cause kidney stones. Uric acid can crystallize and make these exquisite. They're some of the prettiest biggest kidney stones I've ever seen in the world, in your kidneys. But the majority of kidney stones are calcium, calcium oxalate. And if we don't flush our kidneys out with enough fluids, not that I want you to overflush, you could get the sediment buildup. And I believe that's why the vitamin C does. They say vitamin C absorbed by the body is excreted in the urine as oxalate. Stones are made up of these tiny crystals, which can be formed by calcium combining with the oxalate. Boom. Now you have calcium oxalate stones. So what they did is they looked at 22,000 middle-aged and older people for 11 years, and they looked at 907 men who said they took regular vitamin C tablets and more than 22,000 who didn't. And, of course, the men who were taking the vitamin C tablets pretty regularly ended up developing kidney stones. So here's my thing, all right? Kidney stones, can they kill you? Yeah. I mean, they can. They can. You know, I mean, you have a kidney stone, and you don't get it addressed, or we could use lithotripsy to break it up, or we could surgically remove it. It could cause back pressure to the kidneys, and you could actually cause the kidney to fail. So kidney stones are pretty serious if you don't pass them. Now, many of you pass them like a Pez dispenser, and you spew them out, and, you know, and out of the urethra, of course, and, you know, you come into my office and go, yeah, I always make kidney stones. And I'm like, has anybody figured out what kind of kidney stones you make so we could, you know, maybe address it or decrease the amount of calcium in your diet or uric acid, purines, etc.? No, it doesn't matter because I pass them. Well, if you don't pass them, that could be life-threatening. Now, luckily, in this day and age, we could always run to a hospital, get some pain medicines, and there's always a friendly urologist nearby. Not always, not in a lot of the small towns. But, you know, this is not something we like to blow off. So, you know, we've talked about loading up on vitamin C. We're also going to be talking after the break about a study with calcium supplements and how it puts men at risk for heart disease. We're, I think, really going to have to reassess what we're doing with our vitamins and our supplements. We're going to need to do that because I think people equate what they're taking in pill form to something natural. Now, I'm not against vitamins. I'm not against pharmaceuticals. I love especially the cholesterol medications. I really dig the statins. I'm a huge fan. Yeast infection cream and the Anusol suppository. Favorite medicines. I don't go anywhere without them. But when it comes to your when it comes to vitamins, I see people all the time. They'll be like, no, I don't need to take any pharmaceuticals. I don't need to take any medicine because I take all these vitamins and all these supplements. And, you know, I'm looking at tons of bottles. Some are purple pills, some are blue pills, some are brown pills, some stink, some don't, some are speckled, some are horse pills, some are small pills. And I'm like, you're comfortable taking those, but you don't want to take one pharmaceutical? I don't get that. And I'm not saying that I'm anti-supplements. What I'm saying is I think we need to look at these a little bit more, and we need to educate people on just because it's over-the-counter doesn't mean it's 100% safe. You could very easily overdose on vitamin C. Not so much overdose where you die, but, you know, start causing kidney problems, liver problems, etc. Now, when you do get sick, does it help to run and take vitamin C? It helps to go and drink maybe some orange juice, to get some fluids in you, to make some chicken soup with some vitamins. Yes, the vitamins do help. Popping a bunch of vitamin C tablets, no, not a lot of studies. Same thing with zinc. Same thing with echinacea. Now, that being said, many of my patients swear by it. They say they get the echinacea, they get the vitamin C, and they're good. You know what? If it works for you, fine. But just make sure you're drinking a lot of water so you don't end up getting the sediment of the kidney stone. Makes some sense? All right, guys, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95.
And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like I think we got everything back on track with our phones. Thank you guys for being just so patient. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So just to kind of keep you guys abreast of what's going on, I hate the word abreast. Words I hate just seem to flow. I can't stand that. Our show, it has been moved on XM. We still play two different times on XM, but we've been moved live to 9 a.m. Pacific time or noon Eastern time, basically, on XM live. And then we also have another hour of the show play 2 in the morning or 5 a.m. Eastern time, 2 a.m. Pacific time, 5 a.m. Eastern time on XM channel 166. So some of you have been wondering where my 5 p.m. show went. Many of you have been listening, during rush hour. We moved that hour to to morning drive, okay? Or lunchtime, actually, for you. If you were listening at 5 p.m., we moved it to noon Eastern time. If you ever have any issues, right, of trying to find when the Dr. Dahlia Show plays, just go to my website at drdahlia.com. And, you know, if you ever call in and we're not live and you have any difficulty, wanting to get your question answered, not a big deal. Call into the answer line. We'll answer your question on the next live broadcast. I apologize. I'm kind of getting emails as we go. Where the hell are you? Okay, I'm here. I'm here now. Why am I getting ear? Hey, just turn on the radio. Turn on your radios. I'm here now, or I'm online. You know, you could listen on the iPhone. You could listen on the Droid. You could listen anytime. But again, if you want to get me live, I'm 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time every day online. Or you could go to the GCN website, Genesis Communications Network website. Catch me on one of the, they have a Listen Live channel. You could catch me there as well. If you are a little shy and you don't want to be online asking any questions or giving your comments, email me. That's great. At drdahlia.com. When you go to my website, you can email me and send your question. And don't forget to send your email with it. Many of you fill out the contact form, but you don't put the email because you think all I have to do is hit reply. Well, if I hit reply, then I reply back to the network server. So don't forget to put your email there for me. All right. Now, just to let you know what's going to be coming up this week, it sounds like a lot of you are preparing for your taxes. So what I want to do, and I do this every year on my show, is I want to go through some medical tax deductions that you could tell your accountant or you can use to hopefully save yourself some money on taxes this year. So I'm going to try to do that tomorrow or the next day to get you guys all ready. I know some of you have already started to work on your taxes, so we have to do this week, because any extra deductions that you guys could take, such as the mileage going to the doctor's office, your prescriptions, eyeglasses, there's a variety of things that you could write off that many of you aren't. And in the meantime, start figuring out what the mileage is now between you and the doctor. Very easy to just do the drive, or you could Google or MapQuest it, document that down. You obviously have proof that you drove there because you have the doctor's appointment as proof. Many people are coming into my office going, Dr. Dahlia, can I please have a list of all the visits? I don't need the charges. I just need a list of all the visits. Well, that's why. Because they can deduct, from what I understand, according to the IRS website, you could deduct the how many trips per mileage. And remember, going there and coming back. So a variety of things you could do. We're going to be discussing that in the next couple days. All right, so next, let's move on. The U.S. Army wants to build soldier resilience to help fight suicides and violence. Apparently, the U.S. Army has historical numbers of suicides now. I think the number is it one every 65 minutes? Yeah, apparently the latest study, this is being reported by Fox News. It's the most extensive study yet by the U.S. government on suicide. Shows military veterans, more veterans are killing themselves than previously thought. 22 deaths a day, or almost one every hour. This is frightening. The study was released last week by the Department of VA, and it looked at suicides from 1999 to 2010, compared with, you know, a previous less precise VA estimate where they had claimed that there were 18 veteran deaths a day in the United States. They say more than 69% of veteran suicides were among individuals age 50 or older. Now, that's interesting, because you would think the majority would be these young 25-year-old guys coming back. But they say more than 69% of veteran suicides are the older population, 50 and above. Now, from what we understand, suicides hit a record in 2012, outpacing combat deaths, with 349 active duty suicides. And they said that came out, that those occurred almost one a day. One a day. Are you kidding me? So, you know, this is a huge problem. We talk about this a lot on our show. You know, what's going on? Is it the post-traumatic stress disorder? Is the fact that our men and women are coming back and there's no jobs to greet them? There's no love to greet them? No parades? I mean, you know, yeah, you know, people come back and there'll be little parties and there'll be family members. But it's not like coming back, you know, like you see the New Year's or the New York City pictures when World War II ended. You know, I mean, our military had always been revered. You know, if you were in the Army, you were a hero. you were treated as such. You would come back and you would be treated like a king, which you should. All right? You put your life on the line. Thank you. And anybody that has done that for our country and the families who have suffered, God bless all of you and thank you. Because if it wasn't for you doing what you do, I wouldn't be able to sit here and do what I do. Now, that doesn't mean I want you to smack up, you know, upside the head one of your veteran friends. I mean, it's not, you know, their fault. You know, my show is on the air, but it's at their grace and at their bravery that I'm able to speak freely and do what I could do, as well as live as freely as I can and under this phenomenal flag of freedom that they protect and preserve. So thank you very much. Thank you, all our veterans. But something changed, right, between the Korean War and the Vietnam War, where our veterans came home and didn't get the love that they should have. Not sure what the heck happened. Was it the anti-war movement? People accusing them of killing other people, and they started to not be revered, but actually ridiculed and discriminated against. And, you know, you wonder why people were fighting to join, you know, the war during World War II, you know, and now, you know, they have a very difficult time recruiting people. Now, yes, something like World War I, World War II really rallied support. You know, we were very supportive as a country, right? And therefore we were supportive of our troops. But, you know, and yes, there was always dissension. You know, I mean, we are World War II. We could have entered the war much sooner, but it wasn't until we were bombed by Pearl Harbor and there were issues going on with us in Japan that then we decided to then go full force. But, you know, we stayed out of things a lot, you know, but after Pearl Harbor, it allowed the government to bolster and use, you know, U.S. support for us to go overseas and enter the war. So, you know, why, could this be why we're having all these suicides? I mean, is war worse now? Are these soldiers seeing things that men didn't used to see, such that what they're seeing is so horrific that they can't recuperate like they were able to recuperate in post-World War I, post-World War II? Were men and women not able to recuperate after the first two wars? But we just didn't know about it because we didn't diagnose post-traumatic stress disorder. We didn't diagnose depression. You know, I mean, did man evolve to the point where they aren't as resilient? So this is very interesting, where the U.S. Army wants to build up soldier resilience. Apparently, Army Secretary John McHugh has ordered Army officials to lay out detailed plans by February 15th to boost soldiers' physical, emotional, and psychological resilience, but didn't reveal too many specifics about the program. Now, I think this is a great idea. I mean, if we're having this many suicides, something is going wrong. But I would love, and I don't know if any of you are military out there, I'd love to hear from you. You know, why do you think suicides are so much higher now? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and, of course, Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A big, again, thanks to you all for putting our show in the top 100 most listened to radio shows by TSL TalkStream Live. We made number 62. I still can't believe it. I'm all happy. Yes, I'm going to be talking about it all week. Listen, I don't accomplish much anymore. anymore. I mean, maybe when I went to school, you know, I got 10th place in, you know, on field day or something, but this is huge. So thank you guys. Big kisses. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network, XM Satellite, et cetera, and all our affiliates, et cetera. Et cetera is really cool. By the way, if I ever talk about et cetera, he's really cool. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Drew from Mississippi calling in. Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey, enjoying your show. I've been listening for a while, and I'm on XM, and I was calling about your question about why do we think that the military, you know, suicide rates are so much higher than, you know, they were back in World War II. My answer to that is it has to be the pills they're on, because everybody that I know that's in the military that is on some kind of treatment, I don't know exactly what they're taking, but they all have suicide rates. You know, they've had suicide attempts.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that I know, two or three, that are not on anything, that have seen combat, that are not taking anything, they act normal. I mean, they don't talk about what happened over there, but they don't do what the other ones I know that are doing, that are on the medication.
That is interesting. So you're saying some of these soldiers that are already on medication going there, they seem to be a higher risk group. Are you in the military? Have you been in the military, Drew?
I'm not, but I have a lot of friends that are in the military.
No, that's good. That's helpful. I know. Neither have I. I wish I did, you know, serve time. That's why I thank you for calling, Drew. I really appreciate it because, you know, I'm not too sure what is going on in these groups or battalions. You know, what is happening that's different? So it really does help, you know, getting us, you know, because if you do have a high-risk group and you identify that high-risk group are people that are on medications, well, then that's a group that you could watch a little closer. Now, Ronald from Hoboken writes, "It's our youth. They aren't as tough as our fathers and grandfathers. They turn to drugs when they can't emotionally handle what life hands to them." All right, so it looks like Ron is kind of saying something pretty similar to Drew. But I don't know if Ron's saying they leave the military and go straight to drugs versus illegal drugs. Again, we're opening up the phone lines, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why are military suicides up to the point where it's almost one an hour of veteran suicides? This is scary, scary stuff. We're trying to identify who's at high risk. Now, an interesting subject that we've discussed that Drew pointed out was people already on medication could be at high risk. Now, we've discussed this when we were talking about Adam Lanza and the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, when we were talking about James Holmes and the Aurora, Colorado shooting, etc., and we believe that both of them were on some sort of medication. Is it the fact that they take medication putting them at risk, whether it's medication for anxiety or depression, or is it the fact that they might have missed a dose? Is a person who's on a medication more likely to be at risk because if they miss a dose, they could go through withdrawal? You know, many of you who take Effexor, which is an antidepressant, I don't know what the withdrawal could be like. I can't imagine, but my patients tell me if they travel and they miss a day, one day of Effexor, they feel horrible. They feel off. And then the next question is, do we need to have some sort of a system where if a person is on their medications, they need to stay on them? Again, what is it? Is it the medication putting you more at risk? Or is it the fact that, well, these are people that are on the medications, they miss a dose or two because they're out in the field, they're out on the battlefield, they're on missions, and then they go through a withdrawal or a reactive depression? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Eddie from Northern Virginia calling. Hey, Eddie, what's going on?
Hey, first off, congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you.
For your standing and everything, and you didn't have to run a race this time.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have to fall before the finish line.
Yeah, this is on the same topic about suicides in the military. And your question was, or you had asked the question earlier, about why we believe that suicide rates are higher now than what they were in previous war person like over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, I think of not only is it the fact that there are medications out there, like you've been discussing, that have these side effects, but also the reporting of suicides back in during World War II, I believe that they were really underreported.
True.
And there's no way of really getting to the real numbers because they didn't really track it in the military for up until recently.
Good point. So, I mean, you know, which was the question earlier. I mean, did our soldiers come back from World War I, World War II, Korean War, depressed, disillusioned, embattled, and feel like they didn't have an option? I mean, I would think, though, there would be some numbers. I mean, I'm sure there would be some sort of a tracking, but maybe not to the degree that they're doing now, 2012, 2013. Yeah. Good point, Eddie. Thank you. Thank you for your call. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I had posed the question to you all, why do you think suicides are at the highest they've ever been reported? We should say, Eddie brought up a good point. These are reported numbers, all right? We've never seen numbers this high after any other war. And we got a statistic, one every 65 minutes. Let's go to Stan in New Mexico. Hey, Stan, how you doing?
Hi, Doc. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for calling.
Well, I'm a vet, and...
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
I think I know. Did you ever see the movie Groundhog Day?
Yes.
The constant repetition. Now, think about it. Since the Korean War, these soldiers have been brought into these theaters of battle constantly, and with these... The fellas nowadays with Iraq and Afghanistan and Kuwait, they're being brought in rotation after rotation after rotation.
Right.
And it's like playing that football game. It's like playing that football game that you never are allowed to win. You only win if you survive one more tour and come back and then have to psych yourself up to have to leave your family again and then go back into that same situation, and there's just no winning.
Very good point.
You've got to win that football game, otherwise, why are you there? And it's been the same way with our Korean vets. It's been the same way with our Vietnam vets. It's the same way with what we're doing now. Why bother? You know, I drive a truck nowadays.
I love my truckers. I love you. You're a vet and a truck driver. Sorry, everybody else listening, but this is my favorite type of guy. I love you. Oh, that's awesome. Uh-huh.
thanks, Doc. You know, there's a lot of things out here that I haul that people look at me and say, why have you got a flammable sign on a food-grade marked tanker?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, think about it. Think about it. What is it that you drink? That's maybe flammable, but it's food grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we had a lot of it during Super Bowl. Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you, Stan. Sam, thank you for your call, and God bless you for your service. Thank you so much. So, I mean, that's a good point, you know? There was an end, you know, or there was a thought that there was going to be an end with World War I, World War II, when we all don't understand what the common goal is. Very hard to mentally go through it. And then come back. We're still taking calls. We got a lot more Dr. Dolly at 2 hours coming up. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.